Episode 2150, The Snuggle is Real.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the weekend and you get a break. Okay, maybe you don't want a break because you've already had too many days of break. You're like, and now I've got to spend more days with the family and especially my spouse. It is Relationship Builders Day. The snuggle is real. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. If you were to make time stand still, where would you stop time in your marriage? The snuggle is real. Hold tight to what matters. It's easy to get sidetracked and distracted all at the same time. Busyness overtakes our schedule and soon we resort to knee-jerk reactions to get through the day. But what's forgotten is the special time of togetherness, hanging out just to enjoy each other's company. I was watching some old movies over the past couple of days and getting ready for Christmas and putting up more decorations. And yes, I have a lot of trees and I enjoy that. And so as I'm putting them up, I have the TV on just for added extra noise. It gives a spark of, you know, something different going on. And so I'm putting things up and, you know, there's this show that comes on and it's talking about things that are timeless. And I think about in the olden days where after work, they would come home and they would gather in a room. Typically, the men would go in the parlor. Sometimes the women would gather there too. And they would commune together. They would have conversation together. And then they would go in another room and break bread. They would have dinner together. And then in another room would be dessert or after our drinks. Sometimes maybe they would go out to where they would smoke. Now, understand, I'm not condoning smoking, but back then it was something that they did. What we forget is this idea of enjoying each other's company. The snuggle is real. Why do we let what matters most slip through our fingers? Marriage takes time to cultivate and to build a foundation that can withstand the test of time. Don't you want your marriage to be timeless? To where it is so secure, you have such a strong foundation that no matter what comes at you, you're going to be able to withstand whatever storm that is. Time can be good if used properly. However, it can also be a wedge in a relationship. If you're not spending time together, how can you build a relationship? If you guys are living life at a distance, maybe you're physically distant, it's harder to have a relationship. Is it possible? Oh, yes, it is. I know because my husband and I, at the very beginning of our marriage, he was still in school. He was going to his postgraduate training. And it was a lot of hours. In fact, he was at school more than he was with me. I knew that going into the relationship. I knew that going into marriage. And so I was very, very patient. And I was very supportive of what he wanted to do. And so that was my focus. But you see, I also knew that when he came home, it was very important for us to spend time together. Even if it was only 15 minutes, that time had to be quality. It couldn't just be a matter of, okay, well, I need to spend 5 hours with you to get that quality in. No, it may only be 15 minutes, but that 15 minutes equaled to 5 hours, or for some people, 2 days worth. Don't let time dictate your relationship. Spice up your snuggle time. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Spice up your snuggle time. We are allowing outside influences dictate what happens within our four walls. And I promise you that is not helping your marriage. If you're going to let Facebook run your life, oh dear Gussie, we need to talk. If Instagram is going to have you scrolling all the time, you are missing someone on the couch next to you. So you got to spice up your snuggle time. What does that look like in real life? How can you make it happen? Number one, hang out in a room you don't frequent often. Now, I love to do this, especially around the holidays. Why? Well, because I decorate basically almost every room in the house. And there's a lot of rooms. There's a lot of trees. And I usually add a few more trees as the years go on. This is only our third Christmas here. And I say only, it seems like already, wow, three Christmases. But I'm still trying to figure out where I want to put things. And most of the time when I think back, I didn't spend more than three Christmases in one house. That's crazy for me to think like that. But we moved all the time. And so after I get past two Christmases, the third Christmas is like, wow, maybe I can really begin to sink everything into where I want it. And then the fourth Christmas, it's like bonus. And I think I've only made the fourth Christmas maybe twice now. We'll see what happens next year. I don't ever hold my breath. But what's fun about hanging out in a room you don't frequent often is you get to see things. So my husband enjoys gaming on his downtime. And it's easy. It's on usually his tablet or on his laptop. And so he can move around. And sometimes he'll be in the bedroom. Sometimes he's in the hearth room. Sometimes he's in our living room. Sometimes he's at the bar in the kitchen. Guess what? I hang out where he's going to hang out. And if I still have work to do, I bring my laptop and I sit there and he's gaming and I'm writing. Yeah, writing an episode to you. But you see, when you hang out in a different room, what do you think that does? It brings you together, but it also heightens your awareness of what's going on, which also heightens your awareness of each other. Now, believe it or not, you could be gaming and still be involved in a conversation. Unless if you're in a really, really bad battle and then you get yelled at by your husband. Not that I'm speaking from experience or anything. But what happens is when you are in another room, it's like, wow, it's not the same old thing. We're so used to rituals. We're so used to routines. When we get up in the morning, we are habit driven. When we come home, we're routine driven. And then it's like, wait, what? You want me to converse with you as to what happened? Encourage that by hanging out in a different room you don't frequent often. Number two, be present. Presence is what draws you closer as a couple. This is a big one. Some of us can be sitting on the same couch and not even know that that person is in the same room. And when you think about it, that's really, really scary. I want you to be aware of your surroundings. Who is in your surroundings? We have gotten so zoned in because we're so zoned out. That could be a whole episode in itself. But if we really begin to focus and we're present when our spouse is present, wow, that will change everything. Talking about spicing up your snuggle time. You're going to be able to look at her and go, oh my gosh, you look beautiful today. I don't know what it is, but that sweater, you need to wear it more often. And you may look over to him and say, my hunk of love, I haven't seen you all day. And it is so awesome just to have you sit here with me. You know, one thing I love a lot is when I'm cooking in the kitchen because my husband, he does not cook. And that's okay. I don't mind doing it because I actually do enjoy it. But I enjoy it more when my family's around. They don't have to be helping me, but just where they're hanging out so I can see the action. I can hear the conversations. And sometimes my husband will come up and just stand in the kitchen and ask me, what you doing? And I tell him, well, I'm fixing dinner. This is what I'm doing. And we have a short, brief conversation. Then he goes and sits at the bar. And we continue to talk, or he tells me about his day. He's present. There's something amazing about our presence, and we forget the power in our presence. Hang out, be present. And finally, number three, exchange stories. Share your thoughts and your stories of the day. You know, it's not real fun when you come in and, hey, hon, oh, so great to see you. Missed you today. Yeah, me too. And you walk in separate rooms and you don't come back together again until maybe you're in the same bed. And even then you roll over on opposite sides, close your eyes and click, and 15 minutes, you're gone. And then the alarm clock goes off, you hit snooze twice, and then you're up for the day and it starts all over again. Now, does that sound like great snuggle time? I don't think so. So engage in conversation. Exchange stories. Ask each other questions. Be curious about what your spouse did for the day. If they had a dinner meeting, what happened at the dinner meeting? Do you have to understand everything? No, but you can be attentive. You can listen. You can ask questions. Curiosity may have killed the cat, but curiosity in a marriage, spice. That's all I got to say. So be curious. Ask questions. Exchange those thoughts. Exchange those stories. Get to know each other than by just your routine conversation. Because believe it or not, if you were to really listen to what you say, you say the same thing over and over again. When your spouse leaves, and if you have the luxury of being able to send him off to work, guess what? You're saying the same thing almost every single time. I would care to bet about 95%. Why? Because we get into these routines. We don't think about it. It just comes out of our mouth. Have a great day. I love you, hon. They're out the door. But what if you were to change those two sentences? Maybe you quickly said a paragraph of three or four sentences. And then maybe the other day you don't say anything at all, but oh yeah, maybe there's a little more snuggle. Spice up your snuggle time. Hang out. Be present. Exchange stories. Continue to build that intimacy in your relationship. And when I say spice up your snuggle time, yes, of course there can be sexual intimacy. But I'm talking about everyday interaction, holding hands, sitting next to each other, having a conversation. We forget that that's what we did when we were dating. And what did that do? It drew you closer together. Yet we don't do it enough now. And we've said, I do. And you wonder why something's happening at 11 years. Why are things falling apart at 18 years? And you're thinking, and it's 28 years and I've got to be with this man how much longer? Spice up your snuggle time. Create new traditions in your relationship. Don't get too comfortable with how you interact as a couple. The snuggle is real. Go out, hold tight to what matters. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.